Gail, G-A-I-L, Mayfield, M-A-Y-F-I-E-L-D, Dobbins, D-O-B-B-I-N-S, 8363, today's 10/22/24. 61-year-old woman, lives at home, single, one child. She was just approved for provider services because of her weakness, her weight loss, difficulty with walking, high risk of fall, and the fact that she's not able to take care of herself anymore and becoming more and more ADL dependent. She also becoming bowel and bladder incontinent, but she has had no money to purchase any supplies for this reason because of her worsening symptoms, her shortness of breath, and other medical issues. She has been referred to palliative and hospice care at this time. Medical problems, hepatitis C, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, left leg, DVT, end-stage COPD, tachycardia, right-sided heart failure, pulmonary hypertension. Social, she used to be a heavy smoker. She doesn't smoke anymore and does not drink alcohol. As far as her hepatitis C is concerned, she was told that she's not a candidate for treatment at this time. Period. Medication, she uses a nebulizer 4 times a day at least. Then she uses albuterol inhaler. She uses a lidocaine patch. 5%. She uses alprazolam 1 milligram twice a day, lisinopril 10 milligram twice a day, Plavix 75 milligram a day. She uses Lasix 20 milligram twice a day, Norvasc 10 milligram a day, Celebrex 100 milligram twice a day, and recently was placed on cephalexin because of exacerbation of COPD, period. Surgery, right leg surgery, had some kind of blood clot in her leg, was placed on Plavix afterwards. She doesn't know if they left a stent in place. Nevertheless, had surgery in February regarding right leg and tubal ligation. Since the right leg surgery, she's been quite weak. COVID immunization up to date, family history, mom died of a house fire, dad died of myocardial infarction, allergy, none. Review of system, she's lost 25 pounds. She has edema of the lower extremity. She has muscle wasting. She has protein calorie malnutrition. She has very little appetite. She's ADL dependent. She has tachycardia at night, especially. She suffers from air hunger, shortness of breath at all times. She does not have an oxygen, but has a nebulizer that she uses on a regular basis. She's a high risk of fall, and again, was just approved for ADL dependent, for just approved for provider services, as I mentioned. Period. She's spending a lot more time in bed because she's very unsure about her activity level and the high risk of fall. An exam, 139 over 87, 109, 95%, just after she used her nebulizer. Heart positive, swamp positive to lungs, few bronchi and wheezing noted even after she just used her nebulizer. Neurological non-focal skin shows decreased her oral mucosa with anti-lesion. TMs are slightly red. Posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Neurological skin shows decreased turgor. Lower extremity shows 1 plus to trace edema assessment. Here we have a 61-year-old woman with corpulmonale exacerbation of COPD. Patients are too sad stable after she used her nebulizer, period. She also suffers from hepatitis C, chronic pain related to hepatitis C and neuropathy, anxiety, cardiovascular disease, history of left leg DVT, which required left leg blood clot. I suspect it was arterial blood clot because she's on Plavix at this time. She's also lost 25 pounds. She's ADL dependent. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. She's in desperate need of adult diapers. She has no money to purchase them. She's been asked, the provider has asked for palliative and hospice services to get involved to help her be able to live at home and to continue helping her with the purchases that she needs to make, period. In the paragraph, she also suffers from hypertension, tachycardia, corpulmonale, pulmonary hypertension, DJD, chronic pain, recent history of exacerbation of COPD, finishing up cephalexin at this time. Overall prognosis remains poor for this woman. She's also remaining in bed now. She was seen while she was laying in bed. She's walking very little because of high risk of fall and shortness of breath with any type of activity, even at rest. Period. She also has conversation dyspnea and anxiety with air hunger, hence the reason for Xanax that's being used at this time. Patient's pain needs to be reevaluated by the hospice folks and the medical director regarding need for better pain medication in the future. Thank you.